From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Jason Rezaian, the Washington Post correspondent imprisoned by Iran for 545 days, was welcomed home Thursday by his newsroom colleagues and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. "I'm happy to be home," says the newspaper former Tehran bureau chief. He spoke to a cheering throng at the newspaper's new headquarters not far from the White House in downtown Washington. In a brief speech, Rezaian says it was truly humbling that so many people fought for so long to get him released. The World Health Organization will convene an emergency committee meeting next week on the Zika virus to discuss an international response to the disease. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
WHO Director General Margaret Chan said the Zika virus was considered to be of little threat to humans when it was first discovered in Uganda in 1947. But since that time, she said, it has spread throughout the world and in recent years become associated with neurological complications.
Last year, the virus was detected in the Americas, where it is now spreading explosively.
Chan stressed that a direct causal relationship between Zika virus and these birth defects, known as microcephaly, has not been firmly established, but she said it is strongly suspected, and that has changed the risk profile of the virus from a mild threat to one of alarming proportions. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Political leaders in Somalia have agreed on a framework for holding elections this year. It's a move the international community hopes will stabilize the country. The framework was announced Thursday, 2 days after heated talks in Mogadishu, calls for creation of an upper house of parliament with 54 seats allocated among Somalia's states. This is VOA News.